This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Guatemala is one of the most dangerous countries in the world for trade unionists. In the most recent incident, three leaders of the Health Workers Union were assassinated just after a committee from the International Labor Organization visited the country to investigate attacks on unionists. The continuing assaults on workers and their representatives is why Public Services International, the PSI, organized a delegation to meet with Guatemalan political leaders, including the president. The delegation included union leaders from nine countries. I talked to one of the Guatemalan unionists who met with the PSI delegation. Melvi Calme Rojas is the Secretary General of the Health Workers Union in the region of Santa Rosa. In March 2012, Ms. Rojas was shot twice in the back by unknown gunmen. I talked to her through an interpreter and asked her to describe the situation in Guatemala and what happened to her.
Yo y muchos amenazas de muerte. It's a very difficult situation. The most recent murders have been two, but there have been several during the last 30 years. It's at least during the last 4 or 5 years, 50-something people murdered, assassinated union leaders. And then she was talking about what happened to her. They had a legal advisor that had been assassinated a few months before. And when she suffered the assassination attempt, she was speaking with the most recent legal advisor. The hitman approached them and started firing against them. Two bullets landed in her back, and she was wounded. She wasn't killed because the hitman's gun got stuck at that moment, so he didn't continue shooting.
Cascabilló el arma, pero sí, aquí como sindicalistas, está bien duro.
Who is responsible for all these attacks on unionists in the country?
Como petición sería...
One of the main issues here is impunity. Many cases are left they're not followed, there's no follow-up, there's no investigation, and there's no people in jail who are responsible for these assassinations.
How is the PSI helping the unions in Guatemala?
Para poder apoyarnos en esa situación.
She said that PSI is giving support with this visit, and she also mentioned that she heard that in Colombia there was a similar situation, and that due to these actions, things changed a little bit. She has hope, and faith in God that this will change.
How can unions and their members around the world help the workers of Guatemala?
She would like the union organizations worldwide to know what's happening, to denounce that, to stand up against this, and to ask the government and institutions in Guatemala to pay attention to this. She is calling for unity, the unions around the world to unite forces. Don't give up, keep on struggling. Like, for example, in her case, bullets didn't stop her.
Cascabilló el arma. Pero sí, aquí como sindicalistas, está bien duro.